This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome, friends, to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thank you for joining us. We've got lines open for you, and we love hearing from you at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about, or comments, or success story, or questions about ingredients, formulations, the longevity products, or business, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we want to hear from you. 844-236-6010. We got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Dean Waldman will be talking about his latest book. He's an author of multiple books. His latest is called Curing the Cancer in U.S. Healthcare. Yes, U.S. healthcare is a cancer in the sense that it's a parasite. Cancers are parasites. They suck our nutrients out for their own benefit. That's what a cancer cell does. That's the problem with cancer. Nobody dies from cancer. Cancer is caused by malnutrition because the cancer cell robs the body of its resources. Well, that's what the U.S. healthcare system is. It's a cancer. It robs the collective citizen body of its resources. It's crazy what we're spending on healthcare. It's not even, it's hard to even grasp your head around how much we spend, let alone how much we're going to be spending in the coming years and decades, because our health crisis is exploding out of control. It's ridiculous. And the only way for us to be able to function as a culture and a society, not to mention as individuals, is to stick our collective heads in the sand, which is what we're doing. Although now it's become a political fad to talk about health care, talk about public sector health care or public option health care or single payer health care. Dr. Dean Waldman has made a career not only of being a doctor but being a very keen observer of the health care system. His book is called Curing the Cancer in U.S. Healthcare. We'll talk to him at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you're trying to, if you'd like to purchase longevity products or you want to start a longevity business and make some money, call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We did a talk in my lab on Saturday, had about maybe 20 people, 20 to 25 people. Maybe not that many, maybe like 15 to 20 people were there. It was a very good time. We got to talk, I talked for about an hour and a half about, I talked about all kinds of stuff, but basically about how simple health is. That's the whole message that I want people to take home from my presentations, from this radio show, from my blog, my videos. Everything I do is really falls under the heading of health is simpler than we think. The biggest problem smart people have, you guys are all smart people listening to this program. Smart people are always following me around. I don't have people who listen to what I have to say who are dumb. Everybody's pretty smart. And the biggest problem smart people have is they suffer from a disease I call overthinkitis. We overthink, especially if we're smart. We think too much.
the comedian Emo Phillips. Some of you may have heard of him. If you haven't, Google YouTube him. He's really funny. He used to say, "I used to think my brain was my most important organ, and then I realized what was telling me that." That's one of his standard jokes, and it's really a good point. We think our brain is all that in a bag of chips, but as it turns out, our brain, via our thoughts, can destroy our lives. In fact, all suffering is in thoughts, and in our beliefs, and in our inner dialogue. Our brains are collective dummies, in a way. And smart people, or people who have stronger brains, we'll say, are more prone to suffer from believing their own thoughts. Overthinkitis. One of the thoughts we have about medicine is that it's complicated and that doctors are geniuses. Everybody has this. Medicine is complicated, doctors are geniuses. And between the two of them, you have a major reason for our healthcare crisis, between those two beliefs. That health is complicated and that doctors are geniuses. Because instead of taking our own health authority back and putting it where it belongs, which is right in our laps, we let other people tell us what to do. This coronavirus thing is a classic example of it. This coronavirus thing is out of control crazy. It is just crazy. Now there's a big thing because a second person died of the coronavirus. People don't ordinarily die of the coronavirus. Very few people even get the coronavirus, and if you get the coronavirus, you may not even know it. It may just be a little sniffle. The coronavirus is a weak virus. Unless you're sick, unless you're compromised, unless you're on medication, unless you're eating a lot of crap, unless you're somehow susceptible, you're not going to have to worry about the coronavirus. And by the way, those masks are utterly ridiculous. If it was a viral infection, if it was such a highly virulent infection, the mask isn't going to help. Mask isn't going to help anyway. Masks don't get rid of viruses. That is nonsense. That is ridiculous, and yet we can't mask. There's a big mask shortage because everybody's got masks. The coronavirus is a classic example of Mother Nature trying to kill us. That's life. The coronavirus happens to be a weak example of Mother Nature trying to kill us, but hurricanes and tornadoes are Mother Nature trying to kill us. There's a really cool book called Mother Nature is Trying to Kill You. Dr. Dean Riskin, host of the Animal Planet's Monster Inside Me. Dr. Dean Riskin says, quote, "It may be a wonderful world, but it's also a dangerous, disturbing, and disgusting one. At every living thing, at every turn, living things are trying to eat us, poison us, use our bodies as their homes, or have us spread their eggs." That doesn't sound like a very nice world, but that's the world we live in. But fortunately, through the magic of evolution, or the divine force, or God, or whatever you want to call it, we've got an immune system. We've got a defense system. We want to strengthen that defense system. All disease is inflammation. All inflammation is invasion. If you have an invasion, you want to protect yourself from the invasion. You eliminate the invader as best as you can, and then you strengthen your defense system. It really is that simple. If you don't believe it's that simple, if you're going to the doctor because you have psoriasis, if you're going to the doctor because you have your blood pressure, if you believe your cholesterol scores, if you're taking prescription drugs even though you hate taking prescription drugs and not doing you any good, but the doctor told you to, so you do, you have bought into the lie. You have bought into the deceit. You have bought into the, in your flat out opposing common sense idea that you're going to be poisoned back to health. It's only an idea. It's only a belief, because even doctors will tell you they know that you can't be poisoned back to health. They say it's the best we can do because you're doomed. Your body's doomed. I say, well, let's build the body. Let's strengthen the body. We all want to be healthy. Everybody wants to be healthy. Nobody says, I want to be sick. We all want to be healthy. So something is stopping us from being healthy. At best, it's just flat out not understanding what's going on. At worst, it's just abdication of responsibility. I don't want to do it. I don't want to change my life. I know that I have diabetes, I'm overweight, and if I stop eating, my diabetes will go away, and if I get on the sweeties, my diabetes will go away. I don't want to. Fine. If that's what it is, that's great. But if it's a lack of understanding, we're here for you. That's what we do. That's what the Bright Side is about. It's for people who want to do right but don't understand exactly all the things they need to do. That's why I'm here. And it's not hard to do. You get on a supplement program, you move your body, you breathe, and you take lots of long, luscious rest. You become mentally resilient, you become emotionally strong, and you connect to God or spirit or whatever you want to call it. It's really that simple, folks. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in our next segment. Dr. Dean Waldman, Curing the Cancer in U.S. Healthcare, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll return right after this.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Got Dr. Dean Waldman coming up at the bottom of the hour. His book is Curing the Cancer, his latest book. He's got a whole bunch of different books, but his latest one is called Curing the Cancer in U.S. Healthcare, States Care, and Market-Based Medicine. Dr. Waldman actually wrote us a letter. You want to know, he wanted to know if he could promote his book, and I kind of took a look at some of his work, and I was very impressed, and I'm excited to have him on at the bottom of the hour talking about the cancer in our healthcare system. We'll get to your calls in this segment. If you're interested in purchasing longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and for True Skin Health products, of course, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. We've got specials and a blog and all our True Skin Health products up at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, oil, vegetable oil, silicone, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. You shouldn't have to pay for ingredients that your skin isn't using. Truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. If you want to check out our Moments of Truth, which I do every morning, and 60 to 90 second video. Today I did one on yoga and all my favorite yoga pose. Yoga is a very misunderstood health strategy. Real super easy. You don't need a fancy, you don't need a gym membership, yoga mat, fancy yoga pants. You don't need anything, really. You just need you. And just do various positions, which is really basically just stretches and ways that you can hold the musculature to develop strength. So you become flexible and you become strong with yoga. It's basically all yoga is. Now, there are some spiritual connotations. You don't need to go there. And there's actually different types of yoga. The yoga we always talk about is Ashtanga yoga, Bikram yoga, Hatha yoga. These are physical yogas. Yoga just means yoke to connect. Yoke, yoga. It's a Sanskrit, I believe, Sanskrit or Hindu word. Yoga, yoke to connect, to integrate, really. And what is health if it's not integration? Integration of the muscles, integration of the muscles with the chemistry, integration of the body with the spirit and the mind. It's all about integration, whole health, holism, holy. All come from the same idea. And yoga is about yoking the body so it's whole, holy, healthy, etc. And it isn't, you know, it's not really even that complicated. And by the way, you can do Raja yoga, Tantra yoga, Bhakti yoga, Dharma yoga, Karma yoga. There's all these different kinds of yogas that have nothing to do with the body. And it's a very interesting subject, which I personally have found fascinating for several decades plus. All right, we'll get your calls here in just a sec. 844-236-6010. This is from Dermatology Advisor. I think this is interesting. Dr. Sylvia Su, HSU. She's an Asian gal, very pretty Asian gal. And she has written an article in Dermatology Advisor because she's an expert, of course. She's an MD. She's a genius slash expert. And she talks about how to take care of psoriasis. Plaque psoriasis treatment strategies is the headline of this article. Question, can you discuss your treatment decision algorithm? It's an algorithm, a treatment decision algorithm. That means it's a formula. After deciding that systemic therapy is warranted for plaque psoriasis. Now, systemic therapy means what you put inside your body. I do systemic therapy for plaque psoriasis. I say don't eat crappy food, and that is crappy food for you. It doesn't matter if it's on the 10 bad foods or 10 good foods list. It doesn't matter if it's a food that's organic. If it's a bad food for you, lay off of it. And get yourself on fats. Take your ultimate EFAs. Make sure you're supplementing with zinc, etc. There's more. That's my systemic therapy. What's hers? She says, choose a drug that blocks the pathway involving type 17 helper T cells, Th17. More than a decade ago, we thought that psoriasis was a Th1 disease. Now we know that it's more of a Th17 pathway disease. This is absurdity. Doesn't matter. So I pick a drug that blocks the Th17 pathway first. In addition, the most recently available biologic drugs are interleukin-23 inhibitors. So IL-23 drives the Th17 pathway. An IL-23 inhibitor is a very good treatment option. I say take zinc. She says Th17, Th11, Th1, ST3, IL-23. The IL-23 drives the Th17. This is absurdity. And this is why we have so many doctors and devices and understandings, and we're still sick because we're worried about Th17 and IL-23 driving the different pathways than we are about laying off of processed foods, working on your gallbladder and your liver, taking vitamin E and zinc and selenium and essential fatty acids. When I read this morning, I had to share that because that just so exemplifies what's wrong with how we take care of the body from a healthcare medical perspective. And it's not their fault. Dr. Sue's a very lovely lady, I am sure, and she certainly knows her biochemistry, or at least her biochemical pathways. It's not her fault. She was trained this way. It's our fault for believing it. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Robert in Nevada and say good morning. What's up, Robert? How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Ben. Quick question. We talked about high blood pressure a week or two ago, and you mentioned 2,000 milligrams of magnesium. I looked that up on Amazon. Got several brands of it. One of the labels on one of those brands says consult a physician before taking this. Are there any serious side effects?
No. That's called CYA. You know what that stands for?
Okay.
Cover your behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just don't want to be liable if you do something wrong or whatever. And if you're on a calcium channel blocker, magnesium's a natural calcium channel blocker, so maybe you might get some extra effect. No, magnesium is a benign substance, very, very benign, and very, very important. 2,000 milligrams is a good, healthy dose. You might want to start off slowly with that, because sometimes magnesium opens things up. That's why it's a vasodilator. It opens up blood vessels, but it opens up lots of things. It's a relaxing substance. It antagonizes calcium, which is a contracting substance. You need them both. They go together. One of the things magnesium opens up is your intestine and your bowels, which in other words, it's a laxative. And so if you take too much magnesium all at once, you may end up with some open bowels that are a little more open than you'd like them to be. Does that make sense?
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, brother.
All right, buddy. All right, thanks, Robert. By the way, there's five different types of psoriasis, I should tell you, according to the medical model. You've got plaque psoriasis, you've got guttate psoriasis, you've got inverse psoriasis, you've got pustular psoriasis, and erythrodermic psoriasis. Those are all five, and they classify them taxonomically. It's taxonomy. It's taxonomy. It's just classification. It's the way we classify species and animals. It's classifications. Plaque psoriasis is the typical psoriasis. We have plaques. Guttate is when the plaques are little. Guttate means drops in Latin, so they're like little round things. Inverse psoriasis is psoriasis that happens in the folds of your body, either your breast underneath your breasts or in your armpits or in your body fat folds or behind your knees, your elbows. Pustular psoriasis is psoriasis obviously associated with pus and infection. Really awful, awful type of psoriasis. And then there's erythrodermic psoriasis, which is somewhat rare, and that's the kind of psoriasis that shows up as a sunburn. Or not just sunburn, severe burn, we'll say, severe sunburn. But the point is, none of that matters. If you have an immune condition, you could classify it one way or another based on how it looks, but it doesn't matter. It still involves the fatty system of the body. It still involves nutritional deficiencies. It still involves food allergies and intolerances and digestive problems. You don't need to know which biochemical pathway it is. You don't need to know which type of psoriasis it is. You don't even need to know it's psoriasis. If it's on your skin and it doesn't look good, if it's on your skin and it shouldn't be there, you got a health problem. If you got a health problem, you got something that's getting in that shouldn't, or something that's not getting in that should. And it's really, really that simple. All right, I want to talk about the electrical stuff, and I'm not done talking about the electrical stuff in the mind-body nature, because it's so darn important that we recognize the power we have over our mind. It's so important that we become mentally strong and emotionally resilient, or mentally resilient and emotionally strong, in addition to being physically robust and vital. We've got to be mentally and emotionally and, yes, spiritually strong. And we don't want to get thrown off the center. That's what it means. To me, mental and emotional and psychological strength means not getting thrown off center, or if you get thrown off center, coming back to center as quickly as possible. All right, we're talking to Dr. Dean Waldman in our next segment.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The nation's highest court is taking up a legal challenge to the very foundation of Obamacare, the individual mandate that requires all Americans to buy insurance or pay a penalty. The Supreme Court upheld that provision back in 2012, ruling it was a legitimate exercise of Congress's taxing authority. But now Texas and 17 other red states have brought a new lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act, and a decision from the High Court on this will likely come after Election Day in November. Former president and CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch, has died today at 84. In an interview just a couple of years ago, he said he saw himself like this.
Well, an Irish kid from Salem who ends up with the greatest job in the world, and I was trying to make $10,000 to live on. I mean, I had a great run.
USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got 9 years of archived good health information, rogue health information from a rogue pharmacist, which is what I am. And I don't believe in drugs, never believed in drugs, even in pharmacy school, and all our stuff we talk about it on the bright side and on the bright side archives is about how you can handle your health and your health business simply, easily, and with great facility. Go to brightsideben.com, check out our search engine, check out the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, oil, silicone, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, all developed on a prescription basis in my compounding pharmacy, now available to you for healing and for beauty, because at the end of the day, health is beauty. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am excited to have our next guest on. Our next guest, Dr. Dean Waldman, is a prolific writer. He's written many books, and they're all available on Amazon.com and via Kindle. Cancer in the Healthcare System, Curing the Cancer in the Healthcare System. That's the book we're going to talk about today, but he's got other books as well. Restoring America, what's this one called here? Restoring Single Payer Won't Save Us. And I'm going to talk to Dr. Waldman about single payer. Dr. Waldman is an advocate for, like we are on this program, he's an advocate for good health and taking care of your own health. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Dean Waldman. Hey, Doc.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being a good guy. Thank you really for telling it like it is when it comes to health. I'm sure you're like me. You've seen a lot of patients, and it just gets really frustrating when you know how you can handle this, how you can handle this stuff, but the model is set up against you. And that's what I think of when I think of the healthcare system. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you mean by the cancer in the U.S. healthcare system?
Well, the cancer, I use the analogy of cancer to refer to our healthcare system because I believe that the thing that our Congress, in essence, has done wrong for the last 50 years is that they haven't approached healthcare as though it were a patient. Because if you think about it as a physician, pharmacist, therapist, whatever, when you take a medical approach, you don't treat symptoms. You start by saying you do a history and a physical and you do all these other tests and so forth, but your first responsibility is to figure out the root cause of why the patient is ill, sick, tired, whatever, and you treat that rather than simply treating the symptoms. So, you know, if somebody comes in with a headache, you don't just give them painkillers. You try and figure out what it is that's causing the headache. It could be a visual problem. It could be a brain tumor. It could be a host of things. Well, you figure out what it is and you treat it. So, I looked at the healthcare system the way a doctor would look at a patient, and I said to myself, well, what's the root cause here? So I did all these studies and tests and so forth. I have both an MD and an MBA, and so I used my business acumen and business tools to evaluate the healthcare system, and what I ended up finding was that the healthcare system has cancer. And I need to explain what that cancer is, what cancer is, which, of course, Ben knows all too well, but a lot of people don't. Cancer is nothing more than a normal cell, say a cell in your intestines, that's supposed to absorb food and transfer it into your bloodstream, and that's what it does under the control of your brain and the rest of your body. When that cell becomes cancerous, what happens is it says, to heck with all these things I'm supposed to do, absorb food and so forth, and I'm going to grab all the energy I can find everywhere, steal it from every place, every other cell in your body, and I'm going to grow. And that's
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Is. And so when I looked at the healthcare system, and I looked specifically at the federal government and its bureaucracy, it became clear that this was the cancer that was destroying our healthcare system. And if people need proof of that, I would say 95%, maybe 99% of our Americans, fellow Americans, don't know the following statistic. Close to half of all the money we spend on healthcare in this country produces no care.
It's bureaucracy?
It goes to bureaucracy in all its forms. And when you're talking about $3.6 trillion, which is what we spent in 2018, you're talking about close to 1.7 trillion dollars of care that the American people don't get because that money is being stolen by our own government.
Doc, how much of an incentive is it to change at that point? If there's $1.7 trillion going into people bureaucrats' pockets, how much of an incentive is there to change the system?
Okay, thank you for asking that because the answer is this. Incentive to whom? By that I mean everything I am proposing, which we'll discuss in a second, everything I'm proposing in cancer, curing the cancer in U.S. healthcare, which I want everybody to read, everything I'm proposing is they hate it at the federal level and at the government level because what I'm doing is saying the power in healthcare has to go back to where it belongs, which is in the hands of we the people, or as I like to call us, we the patients, because at the end of the day, we all need some form of healthcare at some point in our lives, so we have that in common. I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever you are.
Yeah.
You're going to need healthcare,
and
frankly, even if you're healthy, you need to do certain things in order to make sure that you stay healthy.
Yeah.
God knows you have been talking about that for a long time, that
right.
need to control your body, what goes in it, what doesn't go in it, your lifestyle, things of this nature. So my whole point is, to answer your question, incentive to whom? The incentive for us to fix our healthcare system is for we the patients, and it sure as hell is not for we the government.
First of all, brilliant assessment, by the way, and I want to get to your solutions, but here's the thing, the really scary thing, Doc, it's getting worse. It's not getting better. It's exploding, and it's exploding exponentially. Disease is exploding, and costs are exploding at a ridiculous rate. So we can stick our heads in the sand, but it is an incredibly serious problem. Doc, we got to take a break, but I want you got some really interesting solutions I want to cover that when we come back, okay?
Yep.
All right, we're talking to Dr. Dean Waldman. The book is Curing the Cancer in U.S. Healthcare. You can get it off Amazon.com, and it is definitely an interesting read. Dr. Waldman also has solutions, which we will get to when we come back. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We will return right after this. Don't go away.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological incredible system called the human body. And if you like the bright side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives. And we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And, of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team. And make an impact. Make a difference. And maybe make some money, too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Dean Waldman, MD, MBA, Professor Emeritus of Pediatrics, Pathology, and Decision Science at University of Chicago, I believe. Is that right, Dr. Dean? Decision science. I like that. How you make a decision? Is that what that is?
That's exactly what it is.
That's great. Decision science. I didn't know. It should be a science. I didn't know it was officially a science. Because we don't make good decisions sometimes. And I'm sure as an MD, you see that all the time. And that's really what our... I think that's the biggest problem with our healthcare system. In fact, our entire system is based on the fact that we don't make good decisions. Or we don't know how to make good decisions. We don't study how to make good decisions. So anyway, thank you for that. We're talking about your book, Curing the Cancer in the U.S. Healthcare. And you have some really cool quotes in here. They're not official quotes, but they're things I'm going to take as quotes. And one of them is, single payer is poison, not panacea. I like that one. And then, political expedience is not a proper starting point. I love that. Political expedience is never a proper starting point when it comes to health, that's for sure. So talk to us a little bit about single payer versus the public option, and then let's get into some solutions for this morass, this horrible situation that we seem to have found ourselves in.
Well, single payer is, I could wax eloquent, and quite frankly, I did in that book. I encourage anybody who is thinking about supporting Medicare for All, which is a total takeover of healthcare by the federal government, to read that book, because it gives all of the data, including the data from other countries. I went to school and lived in England, and so I know about the National Health Service, which I won't tell you terrible stories about my own British mother, be that as it may. Single payer takes away, and you were getting there a minute ago in what you said, it takes away your, that is the patient's, personal responsibility. If you look at the data on where the money goes that goes to health care. Now, admittedly, half of it, of health care spending, goes to the government, which makes me crazy as a physician. I look at that and I say, you know, for all that money, I could cure every child with congenital heart disease on planet Earth. I mean, I'm a pediatric cardiologist, so that's where my brain goes. But the money that goes to health care, that actually goes to care, there's an interesting table, which I'll just simply tell you. The leading causes of cost for health care are things like avoidable drug-related programs, smoking, obesity, work-related on-the-job injuries, physical inactivity. Okay, these are all things that end up costing money that are in our control. Alcohol, I mean, I'm just looking at this list. I mean, it's scary. My point is that our system is treating and spending money, our money, treating things that we could prevent by simply taking more responsibility for ourselves. So in single payer, to get to single payer, the government says, hey, we're responsible for you, you're not responsible for you, and we're going to take care of you, which, by the way, they don't in single payers, and I've got a ton of data to prove that statement. But fundamentally, what we should be doing is saying, I'm responsible for my health care, and I'm responsible for my money, and I want control of my health care, and I want control of my money. I don't want to give that control to the government or any bureaucrat. So when we get to the solution that I propose, which is let's get the government out between the doctor and the patient, pharmacist and the patient, the therapist and the patient, because right now the decision maker for the you're a pharmacist. The decision maker, when I want to write a prescription for a medication for one of my babies, say after a transplant, a heart transplant, or I can't decide it. The pharmacy benefit manager, which is part of the insurance system, tells me what drugs I can use and I can't use.
That's correct. And people don't realize that when they think of government health care. They don't realize that now their health will be controlled by bureaucratic decisions and as you say, political expediency.
Exactly. But what do you do? And the other thing about a political expediency, and I need to get this out there, which is people will say to me frequently, oh, yeah, these are great ideas, but they're politically impossible. They're not viable. You can't do that because Congress will never let you. And that, frankly, makes me angry because stop this stupid thing. I believe very, very passionately that we have to be in control of our government, not the other way around. Mm-hmm. And so if we want, for example, the solution that I call states care, which I'm going to explain in a second, we the people want that for our healthcare system, then we should tell our representatives in any election, hey, either support this idea of states care, or otherwise, I'm not voting for you.
Mm-hmm. So how do you define states care for us? We got about 2 minutes here.
States care is very simple. It simply says the federal government's got no business. I mean, people should reread the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. Federal government literally is not supposed to be, according to the Constitution, in health care. So I say, fine, let we the people decide. If 39 million people in California want a single payer, which I happen to think would be a mistake, it's not my business to tell Californians what to do. If they want single payer, great. Then they should create a single payer system for themselves. If Texas wants a market-based system, which is what I have been advising and they are interested in the Lone Star State, they should be allowed to do what they want to do without Congress saying one size fits all. That's what states care is. It returns power in health care to we the people, we the patients.
Well, that's a bigger political question, too. I mean, at what point does the federal government's hegemony have to end and control go back to more local or even state kinds of districts or regions? If you, I mean, that's a big question. That's a really big question. The federal government...
Frankly, I don't think it's a question at all. The government has gotten too big, and I would say the vast majority of Americans understand this and just simply say, oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it. And I would disagree with that and say, no, we need to get decision-making. As a matter of fact, you brought up systems theory and systems science. There is a huge body of data that shows the further down in terms of power structure that you put the decision-making power, the better the decision. So the people on the line in making cars are better able to make decisions than somebody on the 28th floor who has never been on the line making cars. So that's why I want to get power back to the people at the state and local levels away from Washington.
I love it. Thank you so much. I'm 100% on board with you. And even more fundamentally than the state, I think the individual has to begin to take control, as you point out, has to take responsibility for their health. And it's very interesting to me that 80 to 90% of our healthcare costs are caused by lifestyle issues.
Yes.
They're the end result of lifestyle issues. But what do you do about catastrophic kinds of things?
That's easy. And people will also say, well, what do you do about, you know, the medically fragile and pre-existing conditions? There are good alternatives in that book, Curing the Cancer in U.S. Healthcare, to handle catastrophic, you know, you're a healthy person and, God forbid, you're in an automobile accident,
right,
and you end up with a bill of $100,000.
Right.
But
that kind of thing.
You have simple, high-deductible, catastrophic insurance, and
good.
Otherwise you go around and pay for your own care. And
people
say, well, I can't afford it. Watch what happens to the price of care when it's a cash-only business. When you
That's
get the
awesome.
Government and insurance out from being a prepayment system controlling our money.
That's awesome, Doc. I love your business sense, how you bring that whole understanding of economics into this healthcare equation, which really has to be addressed by healthcare professionals, not just by politicians and by economists and bean counters, but by healthcare professionals who understand how the economics of it works. Thank you so much, Doc. Appreciate you being on. Hopefully we'll have you on again. Curing the Cancer in U.S. Healthcare, Dean Walden, Curing the Cancer in U.S. Healthcare. Very easy read and a very interesting read. That's WALDMAN. That's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get...